The Heidi and Frank Show, broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios in Los Angeles, California. You can follow us on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. And also follow at Owen Benjamin on Twitter. Owen's here with us. He's going to be performing at the Brea Improv December 12th through the 15th. For tickets, go to brea.improv.com. Very, very funny. Friend of the show. He's from the Sullivan and Son, the sitcom on the TBS.
Yeah.
TBS. And got picked up for another season, which is awesome. Love all those guys. You just finished filming a movie that's coming out in 2014 that you shot with Gina Gershon, Bobby Moynihan, and Kate Walsh. The Staten Island Summer.
Staten Island Summer. I play a health inspector that's up to no good.
Oh, no.
It's not a big part, but I'm friends with the head writer of SNL, so he just was like, yo, you want to do this? I'm like, yeah. Like, most of my acting comes from, yo, you want to do this?
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, I just did Amy Schumer's show, and she just texted me, can you be in New York tomorrow? I'm like, yeah.
And you had
it's that simple.
You weren't in New York. You just said, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go, yeah.
Have you always been like that? I mean,
always.
A spur of the moment guy?
Always, yeah. And
I wish I was more like that. I'm so not.
I mean, that's why I'm in Los Angeles.
Because like, someone said, buddy, you want to come to Los Angeles?
I swear to God. I was in Key West with my best friend from home, and we were playing music for tips. And he was like, yo, I really want to be a screenwriter. I'm like, that's cool. He's like, let's go to L.A. I'm like, yes. And that was it. And then I started doing stand-up here, and then I got unpunked because there was a heckler, and I just, like, kind of dismantled this heckler one night. And there was a producer from Punk put me on that, and then Sandler started putting me in movies. And it was just, like, very organic. Like, I never even wanted.
You never tried.
I mean, that's the thing. People literally call me a workaholic, but I don't consider it. I just, like, get really fired up about stuff.
Yeah. Do you like hecklers, like, secretly? Like,
yeah. I used to be a heckler at a Renaissance Festival.
Oh.
Where what? I'd be, like, my head and arms out of a stock, shirtless, you know, in high school. And I would make fun of people, and they'd pay money to throw tomatoes at my face. And I started beating the joust in attendance. And I was supposed to just be a booth, and I just started crushing. And I would drink mead like I'd get hammered. And I would let people slap me in the face for $20, like once I started getting like a little loopy. And then one day a biker threw a rock at me. And that's when things got a little real.
That's going to cost more than $20.
Yeah. That was intense.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot about human nature for that. So you don't make fun of like what you believe. You make fun of what someone has pride in.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't have opinions as a good heckler. It has nothing to do with what you feel. It has to do with what they feel.
What would an example be like if you're a heckler? So
what'd you say to the biker that got the rock thrown at you?
I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
Because he's drunk on mead.
It has something to do with, you know, village people or something. Because it's such a very homoerotic society. You know, they're always wearing leather with, like, scary stuff, you know? And I was just saying something like that, and he flipped out. You don't attack a masculinity of a biker, and he threw a rock at me.
Mm.
But, yeah, I just called him village people or something. It was very simple. But, like, for example, you don't call a 350-pound man fat. He doesn't care. You call someone who's, like, 8 pounds overweight fat.
Oh, God, you're so right.
Yeah, because they're the ones that are like, no, they see it. You know, but a 350-pound guy is like, yeah, I'm fat. Like,
yeah, what else you got, dummy?
Yeah.
Real original.
But, like, someone on the nose right there.
And always, and I never would attack women. I'd compliment women so that... Like, if you sexualize someone's grandmother, mom, sister, daughter, the woman, even if she's, like, bad, like, she's excited about it, then the guy has to defend, so it's almost like a bomb you set off, where the women want the attention, the guys want to defend them, and everyone's involved. You know, if you attack women, they would just bolt, you know?
Right.
And you look not cool. Like, guys look at you like a bully, you know? But if you are like, wow, your daughter's going to be hot. How old is she? You know, 15? Tick-tock, you know? They're like... And I was 17, so it wasn't that, you know, 33, I can't do that joke. But at the time, it was like, I'm here.
You probably would have sold a lot more tomatoes at 33 doing that joke, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, you'd have taken a lot more rocks to the face at 33.
I'd have an ankle bracelet. But, yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time. But, yeah, so, yeah, I do like hecklers because I'm, like, kind of a feel-good comic. So if someone heckles me, they're wrong already.
Right.
Because I'm not doing anything that offends people.
Right.
Like, I'm not up there.
He's not up there. Well, I love how when I first saw you. You got up there, and the audience, I guess, wasn't warmed up yet.
Right.
Because you were telling me that when you guys did your show together, the Sullivan and Son comedy tour, sometimes you would alternate who goes first, who goes second.
Yeah.
You never knew when you were going to go up on stage, and so if you went up first or second, the audience might not be boozed up enough, and you were like, I'm just going to sit up here. I'm not going to do anything. You just called the whole audience out.
Yeah, because I was just being honest about it. I'm like, if you don't want me here, I'm not going to, like, comically molest you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you have to give me the consent as an audience where, or I'll just wait for you to want to. Like, I'm right. not just going to be like,
you let me know.
It's like, you guys let me know because I know this works. I've done it 10,000 times. I know for a fact that it's good joke. So let me know when you're ready and then I'll start. And then they did. And they were like, then it was great.
Yeah.
Because I literally was just like, I was just honest about it. I'm like, whenever you guys are down, just give me the nod. And I don't have any.
God, that takes guts to just go, well.
Yeah, and I wasn't like,
everybody was like,
you guys.
Okay. And then he turned him around. It was like, it was awesome.
Because I wasn't mean to him. I wasn't like, you guys suck. I was like, listen, if you're not, you know, I'll sit here. It's fine.
Because I know that was funny.
Yeah, or I'll be like, I'll just play Piano Man or whatever you want to hear. I'll just play hits.
Yeah, like we're at the Howl at the Moon Saloon.
Exactly. I played at bars for tips. I know the deal. I can just play Journey. I don't have to make you laugh if you're not in the mood.
That's awesome.
And then I brought some heat.
Oh, yeah. So definitely go see Owen Benjamin. He's going to be at the Brea Improv December 12th through the 15th. Tickets, brea.improv.com. Follow him at Owen Benjamin on Twitter. Find out where he's going to be and support what he's doing with his movies and his television. Right now, we're going to find out if you are a perfect match for Heidi Hamilton.
I
have asked her several questions. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll see how you score. All right, ready?
I'm into it.
All right.
Turn the thermostat down when you go out or leave it alone?
What city do we live in and what season?
See, you answer questions like I do, and he's like, just answer the question!
Okay, so when we go out, I mean, every season's different. When we go out, do we turn it down? No, I leave it.
Leave it, yes!
Yeah.
That's what Heidi said, so we're on the board.
Oh, my God.
All right, at what point is a garbage bag too full to stuff more trash in it?
At what point is a garbage bag too full to, like, if I don't feel I can safely pick it up out of the garbage, like, I need to be able to feel like I can pick it up and it won't break.
So would that be like you can still close it?
Yeah, I think you would have to.
I like Owens because it's like when you keep pushing it down in there and you're compressing it, then you're never going to get it out of the
can. Yeah, like, listen, I've been there where I keep pushing, but I've been hurt in the past.
Yeah,
where then you pick it up and then it spills everywhere.
How do you say lid won't close? Two good answers, but different answers. Let's see.
Thanks.
How many times is it acceptable to hit the snooze button?
I think twice.
All right, how do you say three times?
Yeah, three times. But keep in mind. Mine goes off at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right, mine goes off at 11 a.m.
And you're still hitting,
still hitting it twice.
I don't think I'm going to get up to like 11:45.
Let me get 8 more minutes. Thrift store shopping, great deals or gross?
Well, for me, gross because I'm way too tall. But if I was a normal sized person, I would think it would be a good time.
Heidi said good deal. You also said good deal. Okay.
Yeah.
Anal, giving or receiving?
I'm going to say neither.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more of a vagina person.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
It doesn't really have the appeal to me. It's just kind of like the vagina. Can I say this?
Yes, yeah. Totally okay.
Like the vagina is like constructed for the penis.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a penis.
Right.
But it just seems like it's really well made for it. Then why would you put something that isn't made for it?
Yeah.
That's the thing we were talking about the other day. It was like one of the things that what guys love but women don't understand, and I think anal was on the list. We never got to it. But I almost disagree on that. I think it's almost like you have to think that you like it, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to go there.
When the front is
you
so
like
good.
Anal? Are you into...
No. I mean, I'm not one that's like, hey, it's my birthday, honey. You think I can go back door?
I have a theory. I think dudes that are obsessed about anal have little weens.
Really?
Because they just want to matter.
Yes, I think you're right. You're absolutely right.
Because it's like they literally just want, because I was thinking about it. It's like they never get that feeling of a girl being like, oh, you know, they want, yeah, a girl's just like, all right, when they're having sex. So they want that feeling of like mattering.
God,
and if you even have a decent ween, you matter. So it's like, why would you need that? It almost would inflict pain, and then you're like being a jerk about it.
Good theory. I think you nailed it down. So yeah, if your guy was really into that,
wants to matter.
Do your own self study at home. Let us know on Twitter at Heidi and Frank if your guy likes anal. If he has a little ween, we're gonna do our little study.
I mean, I'm sure there's some with big weens, but I just say like in general, it just seems like that's a theory that could work. Like little ween. Or there's some sort of, you know, I don't know.
You just want to make a woman wince.
Yeah, or it's like, or you were raised in a very oppressive family and you just want to do what someone says not to do.
Mm.
But I wasn't. I was. My family wasn't very oppressive.
Right.
They said there's no wrong answer if it's true.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Owen, for coming in.
And we went from anal to getting really deep.
I know. It's like, wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Anal to really deep.
You know, Owen Benjamin matters.
You can go so deep when you're
anal. Look, he's 6'7". Trust me.
So how did we do?
He matters.
How did we do?
You guys, let's see, scored 3 out of the 5. So, yes, you are.
And one was on the fence, though. The 2 or the 3 snooze button. I'd say it's 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the whole anal thing threw us all off.
No, well,
Heidi said receiving.
Well, no, I didn't know neither was an option. I would have answered neither.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I thought I had to pick.
Yeah,
I thought
now
I,
it's neither.
I thought I had to pick one.
There's no wrong answer, right, Owen? All right. We're going to take a break and come back. Thank you, Owen, for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
At Owen Benjamin on Twitter, brea.improv.com to go get tickets to go see Owen December 12th through 15th at Brea Improv. We're coming right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.